You're tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more. Now your hosts, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, Sam Dunham, and Josh Harrison.
Hey everybody, welcome to Nerd Overload, the 12-foot tall Home Depot skeleton of pop and geek culture shows. I'm Cody.
I'm Sam.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Samantha.
We have a great show for you this week. Spooky ghost. It's that time of year again.
That's right. It's scary time.
It's the spookum times.
We're officially in October, so stuff's going to start getting real scary around
here. Oh, yeah.
Here.
I've spooked my pants.
Is that a goblin over there?
Whoa. So, yeah, we have a great show for you. We have a bunch of news to go over. But first, let's talk about some things we have been checking out.
Check it out! Is very nice.
That's the best.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You could not wait on that one.
Could not.
Very excited.
It was very good. It was very good
to have our friend Borat here on the show.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. We'll get to that later. But yeah, let's talk about some things we've been doing. The only thing I've had a chance to really check out is the update for Animal Crossing. The Halloween one.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I'm afraid to go back because of the shame.
Oh, yeah, they're all going to shame you?
Yeah, because I have not played in a good 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, I haven't touched it in a minute.
Yeah, I pick it up for about 5 minutes every day just to do my dailies in Animal Crossing. But yeah, so they added a couple of different things. They added a growable pumpkins for the first time ever.
Ooh.
And that's interesting. You can also buy one piece of candy every day for the entire month of October. And then on Halloween, you can give them out to all of your villagers and they give you like unique whatever.
If you can resist eating them.
If you could resist eating them, yeah. And, you know, I haven't seen too much in the way of Halloween-y spooky things. But they did add the update where you can change your skin color and eye color to more spoopy things. And it looks like it's going to stick around after Halloween.
Good.
So it's not a temporary kind of thing.
Oh, man. So people can fully get their whole cosplay on.
Yeah. You can be goth forever.
Oh, yeah.
You can be a homestuck forever.
Oh, why would you want to?
I don't know. I mean, they got orange horns and gray skin.
Yeah.
So you can be every convention that I've been to for the past five years
at least.
More.
Yeah. Yep. You and all your friends could get together and be a sadness of homestucks. That is what I've coined
that is our trademark.
A grouping of three or more homestucks is a sadness. Yeah.
Which even after it ended, I thought, oh, well, good. Maybe there won't be
Never.
So many. No, there's just as many.
We should say Homestuck is a webcomic that has a very embarrassing kind of following at anime conventions.
Very rabid following.
Rabid and, yeah.
But at the same time, let people enjoy their thing.
Oh, absolutely. No, I'm never going to, I'm never going to, disparage someone from enjoying their thing. I just think it's kind of funny that when you go to a con, without a doubt, there's always going to be 5 or 6 Homestucks all huddled together being sad at each other. It just seems to, it's just how it is.
Homestucks, Deadpools, and Harley Quinn.
That's it.
That sounds like it should be like a convention circuit talk show.
I was going to say a guide, like a survival guide to conventions.
If I had lived a life of working at conventions and was going to write a memoir,
that's what it
would be called.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, that's what I've been checking out this week. What do you guys got?
Have they changed as the season stuff started taking over?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
they haven't changed the leaves yet, but the season officially started changing a few weeks ago.
Mm.
You can get seasonal items for crafting acorns and pine cones, and you can make stuff out of them.
Okay.
So it's been kind of a slow rollout, but they've really kind of ramped it up starting this morning.
Okay.
Nothing in Animal Crossing happens fast.
Oh, no. Everything is slow, and
right.
I like it that way.
Yeah, that's the way it should be.
I prefer it to be that, yes.
I really have been doing a whole lot other than kind of just watching Futurama and...
you can't go wrong with
can't
that.
Can't go wrong.
Right?
Well, you can if it's the post-season made-for-TV movies that they chopped up into a season.
Well, I did just finish Bender's Game.
Okay. I didn't like the Beast with 1,000 Backs. I didn't like that one.
Where the universe is dating a weird
monster.
Yeah.
I liked all the movies.
But yeah, anyway, go ahead.
Beyond that, I've been playing more Among Us.
Oh, yes.
And I finally won as the imposter.
Really? Congratulations. Yeah. I finally watched a couple of streamers play it because I had no idea what the game was about, really. But it looks fun. It looks interesting. I don't know if I would play it, but...
I don't know. I guess like my sister and her friends and stuff have been kind of getting together and playing it like as like a little party game kind of thing.
Oh, okay. Because
you can make private rooms and stuff.
It's definitely a party game kind of thing.
I think, yeah, it would be fun for me doing it that way, but I don't think I would enjoy...
With
like
randoms?
Like I said last week, I don't think I would play with the randos.
No, same here.
I was the imposter. I'm like, oh boy, another round where I like lose it the first minute of the game or whatever.
Because
someone saw me do something stupid or whatever. But I actually like, I don't know. I
got
did
sneaky
pretty
with
well.
It.
I did because I finally figured out you can move between vents while you're
nice.
In the vents.
Oh, nice, nice.
And then like, it's funny watching them like talk to each other during like the discussion rounds or whatever, and they're like, "It's pink. I saw a pink vent," and I'm like over here snicker in the corner, like, like, no, you didn't.
I would just like to let the internet know. Just putting like, I don't know, seems sus. On something, it does not immediately make it funny.
It doesn't.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah. Especially because this game, it's blowing up in the gaming community, but I don't think it's reached cultural impact level yet.
I think it depends, yes and
no.
It's getting there.
It's
right on the edge, but it's not quite there yet.
Because among my LARPing friends, like circles, they love games like Werewolf and stuff like that.
And this is very much that.
So they're all about it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's Werewolf with mini games.
Sort of, yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah. I'd probably say it's a little more enjoyable than Werewolf.
Sure.
Because
well,
Werewolf
is just a card game that you're sitting around
in
just
a circle talking to each other.
Yeah.
There was another game. There was a mobile game or sort of like it was called like a L90 something. I can't remember. But it was basically kind of it was kind of like a digital werewolf with the thing kind of like theme thrown over it.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool.
Yeah, and that was interesting, but I definitely think Among Us is definitely better because you know you actually have objectives and things you can do.
I remember Space Team.
Yeah,
I remember
Space
that
Team.
One.
That was a good one.
Yeah,
I don't think I remember Space Team.
Space Team was good. It was you were all flying a spaceship and you all had different tasks you had to do, and I think the instructions would show up on different people's phones at different times.
Yeah.
Tell each other what they needed to do on their phone.
It was basically Star Trek Bridge Simulator,
oh,
and you
okay.
everyone would be on their pad, but you would have been in the same room and
okay.
doing stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, I do remember that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, it was a fun game.
Yeah.
Like, I know there's a game, I kept always wanting to do it, but I never got to. They would do it at Origins all the time, but it was like, it was called like Bridge Commander or something.
Oh, yeah.
And it wasn't Star Trek, but it was basically kind of like the Star Trek VR bridge game.
Oh, okay, sure.
Where everyone has like a job or a task or whatever to play through the
scenario. Sounds really similar to the other one.
Yeah,
same thing.
That's all I've really been doing.
I've been crunching on my Game Jam game for the past week, so I've
oh,
been doing
yeah.
a lot of that. The GDEX, the local Ohio indie game convention that I've talked about on here
oh,
before
yeah.
cuz I presented that one year.
Mm-hmm.
There since it's, you know, the bad times. They're doing it a remote show this year, and they are actually hosting a game jam where everybody has 2 weeks to create some sort of playable video game like product.
Yeah, and I've been watching your development on this. It looks pretty good.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm going for like an old school like DOS game looking game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it definitely comes through for sure.
It's kind of a like a puzzle platformer with robots that you remote control, and I've just been doing that a lot. Oh, actually, looks like I'm actually going to finish it this time. Thank
hey,
God.
Excellent.
You know,
fantastic.
I've done two other game jams and I just never hit. I never reached the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
And the end is in sight in this one. So, you know,
I mean,
that's excellent.
2 out of 3 game bad. Or third time's the charm.
Third time's
yeah.
the charm. That's
I mean,
the one.
I mean, Believe was technically a game jam
technically,
game when
but
it started.
It's
but,
ballooned beyond that.
Yeah.
It's a full blown game at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And but since we were recording today and I felt like I should probably like play something,
sure,
I put like an hour and a half into that Genshin Impact.
I have heard things about that.
It's actually pretty good.
I've heard that about it. Okay, what is Genshin Impact?
It is a Chinese produced Breath of the Wild knockoff at first glance.
Okay.
But actually has like different stuff going on. But it cribs a whole lot from Breath of the Wild.
Really?
Yeah, the climbing and stamina meter is the same. A lot of the enemy behavior is like nigh on identical.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, Breath of the Wild is real good.
Oh, sure.
So if you want to put a new coat of paint on it and give it to me that way, okay. Especially since it's free.
Oh, for sure. Now, did you hear anything about the anti-cheat program that installs at the kernel level on that? And it could be mistaken for
malware.
Malware?
No, I didn't hear about that. My McAfee didn't catch it. So
yeah, they may have. By the time you downloaded it, they may have reversed that, because I know they had it at one point. But when the game first came out, it had anti-cheat that would install like near spyware level like access to your computer.
And it's not like an online game.
Yeah.
Either. Like, it has, that's the big thing that's made the most different from Breath of the Wild, is it has gacha mechanics.
You have
different characters, then you form a party, and the characters are, you know, you either get them as you play through the story, or you can get a random draw for different characters,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, it's fine. Like, I haven't felt that, I haven't played it that long, but I haven't felt the need to, you know, reach for my credit card and get more characters, but
sure.
The fact that you can on the fly switch between four different characters that all have different skills and like elemental abilities, actually pretty cool.
That's pretty neat. Yeah,
and the elemental effects are pretty involved on the characters. Like if you have a water power and you get them wet and then switch to your electricity guy and shock him, those effects will stack
and have a
different effect on the bad guy that you're fighting.
No, that's really cool.
So, like, while it does crib a lot from Breath of the Wild, it also does, like, plenty of its own things, too, so.
Excellent.
And it's free. Also, it's gorgeous, too.
Well, Breath of the Wild, I would hope. Yeah, no, that sounds really cool.
And the character designs are actually pretty solid, like, anime-looking characters.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I didn't play it that long, but I thoroughly enjoyed what I did play. Regardless of how derivative it actually was. Like there's a bad guy, there's a wizard that is the same as the Wizrobe in Breath of the Wild.
Oh, really?
Like, bouncing around, like that same kind of like floating movement. Oh, the floating,
yeah. Huh.
But it was also about an ice one that was bouncing on a lake and freezing the ground underneath it. And I'm like, well, that's kind of cool.
That's an interesting take on it. Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, it's like a 10 gig download and it's free. So like, I recommend it.
Yeah, sure.
Assuming that, like, it's not virusing your computer. I mean, I'm sure it's stealing your personal information, but everything is, so.
At this point, yeah. What isn't?
Who cares?
Yeah. Just ride the wave at this point.
I mean, I didn't, like, do the sign in with Facebook thing, so.
That's.
I wouldn't recommend that for anything.
Yeah, no.
Something else I did. I played through a little bit of the first part of The Outer Worlds.
Oh, me too.
Yeah?
I played up to the space station recently.
Oh.
I mean, I've played the whole thing in the past, but recently I played up to the space station.
I'm kicking around the first town general area.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff to do there, and it's fun. I mean, I just really like that game a lot.
Like, when you meet that first guy, and he's talking about, like, it's not the best choice, it's Spacer's choice, and he's, like, just a rambling company man. Who's dying of a gunshot wound.
He's dying. He's hurt and dying, but he's still giving his company mandated spiel at you.
Yeah, I remember when the game first came out and we talked about it quite a bit, that it had a lot of like satirical kind of company.
Yeah.
Company is the number one thing.
The writing is so spot on.
Yeah.
And the character, not just the jokes and the satirical capitalism satire,
mm-hmm.
but like the character writing is good too. I love all the companions that you can get.
Yeah, Ashley Birch is one of the companions,
yes,
right?
She's my favorite one.
Of course.
Naturally, but yeah. She's also the best character.
Best one.
In the bunch.
Yeah.
Which one's she?
Pavati Holcomb, the mechanic.
Oh, yeah, the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I thought her voice sounded familiar.
It doesn't get better than her. No, the other ones are good too. There's a good cast of characters in there.
Mm.
There's a cleaning robot that becomes a killing robot.
I mean, so it's still cleaning.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just
a different kind.
Like, you have to find all the parts to build him.
Oh. But yeah, but it's interesting. It's weird. I'm not sure how much I like its version of the VAT system or whatever.
You just slow down time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm still kind of getting my feel for it.
Mm.
It takes a bit. I remember when I first started, I would just be constantly dying.
Oh, yeah. I've died a few times. I'm like, oh, yeah, I need to, like, you know, stab myself with, like, an adrenaline syringe right now.
It's an inhaler.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a health inhaler. Like, it takes different, like, foods and health items that you get and vaporizes them, and then you inhale them to heal yourself.
You vape your healing chicken or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's, like, a... Like, when you first, like, land on the planet or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're supposed to be meeting a
smuggler.
Yeah, a Han Solo-esque character, but your dropship lands directly on top of him and kills him.
Like, oh, you get out and his legs are sticking out. Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
You end up just, like, assuming his identity, and that's how you get around through the world.
Oh, but, my, like, gosh, that's awesome.
But, like, the scientist that sends you down is like, I told him not to stand directly on the beacon.
I told him not to hold it. I told him to plant it and move away. Yeah. Yeah, and then you find his ship, and his ship's like, it's like, arrow, opening airlocks to evacuate intruders or something. You're like, you know we're on the planet, right? Because that's not going to do anything.
even the ship's personality is fun because she's very dry and, like, sarcastic for an AI.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, I picked up, like, a shotgun or something. He goes, yeah, just, yeah, I mean, it's technically yours, I guess, now, but whatever. You do you.
Oh, something I checked out, and I think you guys may have as well, the first episode of the new season of Great British Baking Show.
Oh, yeah, we got to talk about that bake-off.
Oh, man, we got to talk about the bake-off. So they're releasing this episodically instead of all in one big chunk this time around. I don't know if I like that too much.
No, because I'm kind of hurting for another one.
I am, too, especially after that first episode where they made all of those busts, those cake busts of celebrities. And not a single one looked okay.
Oh, they were all, well, like, even the best ones
even the
were
best ones
borderline.
Were bad.
Yeah.
And they did that on purpose. They knew that that was going to be a comedy goldmine and not like an actual decent bake.
They're just making an episode of Nailed It.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. But that poor Freddie Mercury with his no neck and buck teeth.
The design for it was really good, and
it was.
She was smart to take, like, a cartoonier approach, but it didn't work out.
I tell you, that kid had the best idea. He picked the cyclist who wore sunglasses and a bicycle helmet.
But it looked I'm like, is that a Super Dave cake?
It kind of did look like Super Dave, yeah. But at least it looked like him, although his head was
tiny. He had a tiny,
like, Beetlejuice shrunken head syndrome going on with it.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah. But some of those, the David Bowie, that made
that
me
was
sad.
A good idea.
It was a great idea.
A really,
yeah.
You know, he has a really bold look that should lend itself well to
cake?
A recognizable cake, but...
But if you can't get the jowls right, then... And let's talk about Tom DeLonge's cake.
Yes, the one kid decided Tom DeLonge was a great subject for
Tom DeLonge of Blink 182?
Oh.
The one that's obsessed with aliens.
Yeah, it was so bad. And that was one of the better looking ones, and it was still
and
really
still,
bad.
It looked like meth Tom DeLonge.
Yeah. it was rough. It was... that one looked like Large Marge from Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Yeah, it was bad.
I can't believe that one girl knocked that guy's pineapple upside down.
Just
cakes.
Oh, just, knocked it all over the place.
Yeah, all over the floor.
Yeah, and then felt really bad about it, and then got the win,
and then felt bad
and
that
then
she
felt
won.
Bad about the win. Yeah.
At least they were like let him. They judged by his cakes.
The best
that
one
didn't fall on the floor.
Yeah, the best one that didn't.
Which, if this was an American reality show, they'd be like, "Oh, you're screwed."
Yeah,
let's play up this drama.
I'm a little concerned that this season is getting a little closer to the American style reality show because one, they're all lip. So this season's different. Usually, previous seasons they would record on the weekend and then go home during the week. So they can, you know, do their lives. But with COVID going on, they basically had to create a baking bubble. And so they're all living together for 7 weeks and are unable to see their families or go back home or anything. And that is a lot closer to American
That's like some reality big show. Brother.
Which they haven't shown any, like, this is them living together.
And
like,
I hope they don't.
Yeah, I hope they don't.
I hope they don't, but I think it's pushing more towards the drama of things.
Especially
and
those bus cakes. That was not like anything they'd ever done before.
That was a mid-season thing when they winnowed down the wheat from the chaff or whatever whatever that saying is. But yeah, it was, I don't know. I mean, I enjoyed it. I need more.
Oh yeah.
I can't wait for Bread Week.
I miss the goth lady from last season.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think, did we stop watching the show after she got kicked off?
I don't know.
Not on purpose. Just, like, we might have just fallen off at, like, exactly that point.
Oh, yeah. That was a good season.
Yeah, it was.
Jordan and I rewatched. We've been rewatching previous seasons because it's like, well, we watched one. Let's just go on through. But that was a good one. The season before that with Rahul, the nervous boy.
Yeah.
Every time.
Oh my God, I love him.
Oh, Rahul. Every time he came on screen, Jordan and I would just instinctively go, because that's just the sound he seems like he would make at any given moment. Just the nervous.
So he's Tina Belcher?
Kinda. Yeah. A little. Yeah. He was a little bit. Yeah. Yeah.
Does he even have a favorite baker of the season yet?
I like the metalhead.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked her too.
Yeah. And she seemed pretty okay with when things got bad. She wouldn't start crying. She would just roll with it. Just go, well, this kind of sucks. Just keep on baking.
I did like the lady that knocked the pineapple.
Oh, yeah. She's
sound.
She's very emotional, though.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I might have screamed when they showed her walking her cat in London.
Yeah. So did Jordan. Yeah. She's like, oh my God, I'm walking a cat.
I'm like, I love her.
I don't know how I like the new host.
Oh, Matt Lucas?
Yeah.
He seems pretty good.
He seems okay, but there's something about that guy that always, and I'm sure he's a wonderful human being, and I know it, and it has nothing to do with his severe alopecia. He has no hair. No eyebrows.
Oh, no.
He has no hair. But there's something about him that kind of puts me off a little bit, and I can't put my finger on it. But he works really well with Noel.
Yeah.
And that's
Noel's
good.
Noel's
great.
I was glad when they added him to the show, because he's funny.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird that they're both dudes.
Yeah.
Like, why? I mean, I guess they used to have two ladies, but like.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. Every time I watch it, I keep thinking, man, I should go back and watch The Mighty Boosh. Yeah. Because it's Noel, what's his name? Noel Fielding?
Yes.
Yeah. One of the two guys from The Mighty Boosh.
Well, then Matt Lucas is from Doctor Who.
He was on a handful of Doctor Who episodes. He was on.
He was almost on that entire Capaldi series.
He was. Yeah. Yeah. He was in a lot of it.
He was on Little Britain and.
Little Britain. That was the big one.
Don't go back and watch that.
Oh, no. Little Britain. I've seen Little Britain.
Yeah. Don't. I bet that doesn't hold. Well, I can tell you right now, it doesn't hold up. There's some sketches in there that maybe. Not so cool nowadays.
Yeah, did not survive the test of time.
Yeah.
Baking show.
Baking show. That Paul Hollywood, though.
A rascal.
He's such a rascal.
That rascally Paul Hollywood.
Did anybody get the handshake?
No.
No, nobody got the handshake.
Not in the first. Oh, yeah, now they can't do it because of COVID.
Yeah.
They have to do like a shoulder
bump.
They
get the gentleman's wave.
The Paul Hollywood 6 foot away gentleman's wave.
Yep. The Paul Hollywood air high five. Oh man, does that mean Paul Hollywood and Prue have to live with the Bakers as well?
I don't know.
Are they part of the bubble?
think so.
The baker's bubble?
They would have to because they get up in their business while they're baking.
They do. Yeah, that's true.
The baker's COVID pod.
Yeah.
Biodome 2.
Yeah. Bakodome. Biodome 2 Bakodome.
Baker's Dome. Yeah. There it is. There it is.
And then you just say the word dome and then Stephen King gets a royalty cut.
Oh, you mean Stephen King's The Simpsons movie fan fiction that he wrote?
Yeah. Oh, okay. One more thing. So I watch Red Letter Media, and a lot of times lately they've been doing videos where it's not half in the bag, it's not best of the worst, where they just sit down and talk about something because there's nothing to talk about right now.
Yeah, there's no movies.
Yeah, and they did it. They put up an 8-minute episode. It's the shortest thing on their channel.
Wow, and they are long-winded.
They like to talk, but it's Mike and Jay. Mike has been going through and rewatching The Simpsons and got to the Marge behind bars episode that everyone's been going, oh, Simpsons predicted COVID because it starts with a flu that comes around from overseas.
I don't remember that episode.
I remember watching it. It was the Osaka flu.
The Osaka flu, because everybody buys a juicer from Japan.
And a Japanese guy sneezes
in a box and everybody gets sick. And people online have been going, oh, Simpsons predicted this year. Oh my gosh, it goes deeper than that. At one point, they release a bunch of bees.
Oh, no.
Killer bees.
Oh, so the murder hornets.
The murder hornets. And then the episode ends because basically what happens, Marge, for whatever reason, is the only one in town that hasn't gotten sick from this flu. She's really tired from having to take care of the family. She accidentally shoplifts and she gets sent to jail for it. And as it turns out, Marge is kind of the linchpin holding the entirety of Springfield together because the entire town starts to crumble because, she's not around. Like, her bake sale brought in just enough money every year to help fund things for the town. And because they couldn't put a statue of Abraham Lincoln in town, they had to put a statue of Gerald Ford. And people got mad and started rioting and pulled down a statue. Does that sound familiar?
Oh, God.
Simpsons predicted it.
Yeah. It's all of this year in one episode.
In one episode. In season 4, even. So it's been a while, but somehow.
Did you see they're doing a COVID special of South Park that is an hour long?
I've seen Stan Marsh with the mask.
Yeah.
And I've avoided watching the video of it. South Park is very much its own thing, and I appreciate Trey and Matt for continuing to do the show, but it's very much of his time and probably should have ended a while ago.
Yep. Yeah. I watched all of the last season.
Yeah.
Over time on during my lunch breaks for work a while ago. Not good.
Yeah, it's like their sensibility, well, because they're parents now and because they've turned into crotchety old men. It's like it's not as biting of commentary, and their takes on things maybe aren't the best sometimes. At least that's my opinion.
Yeah, either that or like they feel like the show has to be a certain level of like rude or mean, and so like they have to walk this fine line between like this is how South Park is supposed to be and this is how we want to be now, and like it doesn't mesh and it doesn't work anymore.
And if they don't want to do the kind of humor that South Park is known for, they should have just canceled South Park and tried something else.
Yep.
I mean, I've got no horse in this race. I haven't watched South Park in a very long time.
I was never a regular watcher of South Park. I've watched the odd episode here and there.
I was a big South Park boy. And it's hard for me to accept the fact that it is not good anymore.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. I was never much of a South Park guy, but I like Matt and Trey's other stuff. Cannibal the Musical is amazing. Basketball is very funny.
I haven't watched that movie in a long time
either.
It's
so good.
Book of Mormon was excellent.
That's what I hear.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
I wish they would make Team America. I was good when I saw it. I don't know if it holds up.
I really liked That's My Bush.
Yeah, that was a good show.
That was a good show that didn't last long.
That was Matt and Trey.
Yeah, they wrote it. Yeah,
it was a very self-aware sitcom. They were kind of like being meta about sitcoms before that was a big thing to do.
Yeah. It was really, really well done. I like that show a lot. All right, let's go ahead and take a break here, and when we come back, we'll get into some news. Hey, we're back. That was Thriller by Leon Kapowski, that classic song.
Yeah, it's a good ease you into Halloween.
Oh, yeah, going to get you right in there.
Before we start playing the real weird stuff later in the month.
Hey, it's a spooky time. We're going to have to play some spooky songs. All right, so hey, let's go ahead and get into some news. I don't know. I panicked. We played Borat the first time. I didn't want to play it twice in a row.
There is a Star Wars thing on here, so we might as well just
let's do it.
Do that.
Let's do it. Yeah.
If you ever wanted to go to Galaxy's Edge, the Star Wars land at Disneyland.
And I do.
Yeah, and I would love to if it wasn't, you know, pandemic times.
And expensive.
Yeah. You can buy the
merch.
Exclusive merch that you could only get there. Now you can get it on Disney's website.
Oh, that's cool.
It was kind of only a matter of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not going to have let all those Jedi robes sit there and not get bought.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is. It's like a bunch of rad Jedi robes and like lightsaber hilts and like
nice.
It's all really cool and also very expensive.
Well, of course.
Very expensive, Douglas. Yeah.
Well, that's like in Jedi Fallen Order, a lot of the lightsaber parts you find to build your custom-looking lightsaber for the character in the game are Galaxy Edge pieces.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, you mentioned something about Palpatine's cloak or something,
they
right?
Yeah, they have a dark side Jedi cloak that just looks like Palpatine's cloak, and I want it so bad. I just want to sit around my desk at work from home dressed like Emperor Palpatine, just, yes. Unlimited power. You know, doing tech support, you know, yes, Palpatine. Yes.
Execute the executable. Do it.
Do it. Open TeamViewer now. Do it.
I bet you get a lot of use out of that right now.
All right, so hey, let's move on to some other news. That was just kind of a little kind of...
It was a quick
hit. It was a quick hit.
Yeah, I mean, since Chewbacca was here briefly.
We might as well have gotten it out of the way.
I mean, he hit his head on the way out.
Yeah.
All right, so the big news for the week came today. We're recording this on Thursday. Nintendo and Masahiro Sakurai... Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, you nailed
good.
It.
Good. Nailed it.
Massive Hero Soccer Guy.
I like it. They released a 3-minute video revealing the next DLC character for Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, the party game fighting game. Because I really think it's as much of a party game as it is a fighting game.
I mean,
it always has been. It's
like, here, let's take characters I like and just beat each other up.
Yeah. And when they announced that there was going to be an announcement, people went kind of crazy.
Like they do.
Who were some of the ones that we guessed it was going to be?
Well, none of us got it.
No, all. No.
Nobody gets people dumb about guessing stuff more than a Smash Brothers character.
Oh, yeah.
Reveal.
Yeah.
You said Bandana Waddle Dee.
I said Bandana Waddle Dee as the boring choice.
And
Master Chief.
Yeah, Master Chief, which, I mean, is not far off.
It's not far off. I also said Conker from Conker's Bad Fur Day, which also not far off currently, as it turns out.
I said the Astral Chain Twins.
Yeah.
Just because I was trying to think of something that you wouldn't expect, mm-hmm. but also seemed kind of plausible.
Yeah, plausible, and you could kind of see the moveset in your head while it's going.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of people, of course, you're going to have people saying Geno from Mario...
Yeah, people want that
superstar
stupid puppet so
RPG.
Bad.
RPG. You're never going to get him. He's a Mii Fighter character.
Yeah.
And that's the best you're going to do. Stop. Just stop.
He's not as cool as you think he is.
No.
He's a children's toy.
Yeah. And there were some others. Crash Bandicoot was really kind of the big one. Everyone kind of expected Crash Bandicoot
There's
to
cooler
be the choice.
Characters in Mario RPG than Geno.
Yeah.
Like Jonathan Jones, the pirate shark.
Well, I watched I don't watch a lot of reaction videos to things, but when it's Smash characters, there are a couple, two, three Twitch streamers that typically do live viewings. It's the Yo Video Games guys, Maximilian and the other couple of friends that he has that he does. They do on their own stream. So I always kind of go and watch their reactions because they're fighting game people.
Yeah.
And it was funny. Max was like, oh, it's going to be Dante. It's going to be Dante from Devil May Cry.
A lot of people were saying Dante.
Yeah. One of the other ones was saying, oh, everybody get ready for Sub-Zero because...
No.
Because it's a fighting game character and Sub-Zero is he's a big classic character. And the third one was saying Crash Bandicoot. As it turns out, it was yet another anime sword boy.
Well,
technically I'm being truthful.
He's a sword boy.
He's a sword boy.
Not really anime.
Big eyes.
They're
true.
At a weird angle.
True. It's the village. It's the main character from Minecraft.
Digging Steven, I believe his name.
Yeah, Steve. Minecraft Steve is
also Alex, the female version of
that I didn't know existed.
Oh, they put her on merch and stuff, so they can sell it to girls.
That, and I think when you do the Bedrock edition of Minecraft, which is the newest Microsoft.
Oh, okay.
Version
you
of
can
it.
Choose between the two or something.
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting.
Also, you can be a zombie and a short Enderman. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is I saw a lot of people get upset about this online. And my first knee-jerk reaction was, maybe not. But the more I thought about it, it makes sense. He's not a character that I'm excited for, but there's an awful lot of people out there that are excited for this character. And Smash
Bros. And we're talking about kids.
A lot, young kids are going to be excited for Minecraft Steve. And Smash Brothers Ultimate has, with these DLCs, have kind of become the all-stars, like the game awards, kind of.
Yeah.
You know your franchise has made it when you're featured in Smash Brothers. And Minecraft is one of the top-selling games of all time, and the character is instantly recognizable by its simplicity. But
somehow, against all odds, because he's just a bearded man in a blue shirt.
Yeah, but you look at the silhouette, you immediately go, oh, that's a Minecraft. And the character from the reveal trailer, now they didn't go in depth. They're actually going to do this at 10 o'clock on Saturday. So as you're listening to this now, it's probably running currently online. But the character does look like it has some unique...
Oh, yeah. It has the moveset looks wild.
Spawning building blocks, usable building blocks in the game. And that remote mine kind of gave me a little bit of a snake.
Yeah, it's like a redstone dynamite contraption.
Yeah, and that's cool.
Yeah, he lends himself to a really unique moveset that, if anything, will be interesting to play.
Yeah, it's not a character for me, but to be honest, people were upset when the character for me, Terry Bogard, showed up because people didn't know who that was. Kids were asking, hey, is that the Pokemon trainer's dad?
Because he does.
Because
he looks like he could be Ash's dad.
He was wearing a red ball cap and he looks like he could be buff Ash's dad. But so this character's not for me. Will I try him? Sure. Absolutely. I'll try him. I'll do like his classic story mode or his arcade mode or whatever they call it. And I'll unlock the spirits or stickers or whatever. And then I'll probably put him in a little box and go, okay, this is going to be a randomized CPU character from now on. Because it doesn't, you know, it's not for me, but I don't want to yuck anyone's yum. This is it's a smart choice. And I know I'm talking a lot about this, but I've had a lot of time to percolate and the coffee just finally kicked in. This makes a lot of sense because they said the DLC Pack 2 has been, all the characters have been chosen way, way, way in advance. And I have a feeling when Nintendo went to Microsoft to say, hey, can we have Banjo-Kazooie? Because our player base remembers Banjo, and Banjo was a big deal for the Nintendo 64. Microsoft probably said, well, we're not doing anything with this character. I guess you could have him, but we do also have Minecraft Steve, which is one of our flagship games, oddly, you know, believe it or not. Let's do a multi-character deal out of this. And that's kind of how I think this happened.
I mean, you're probably right. But also, it's kind of wild how they did him up, because he moves like he moves in the game.
Oh, yeah. He moves all herky-jerky and weird and like very low poly. And there's no voice acting for him. He's a silent character, which is crazy.
Yeah. I think the most you ever get out of Steve is like weird grunts when you're getting hit or something mm-hmm. or on fire.
Yeah, and they're probably just going to utilize those yeah. sound assets. I do think it's interesting that Sakurai said that they had to rework every single stage in the game to accommodate for the building blocks.
Oh, yeah. The
so they had
blocks.
To go through and fix everything, like rebalance everything.
Yeah, I could see how that would... They would have to do that. The level geometry would have to work just right to mm-hmm. interact with those blocks.
Oh, yeah. So that's wild. That's wild to me that they put that much time and effort into it.
If you think about any droppable Smash Brothers object,
mm-hmm.
they're all like kind of just have like a round hitbox and they just kind of flap around.
They flap
like,
around, but these squares, they're not going to. I think they're just going to drop.
Yeah, they look like they're actually going to have weight.
Mm-hmm. And that's cool. I think it's an interesting character. I just, you know, I'm not as excited as I would have been with other characters, but yeah, you know, it's fine.
At this point, there's nobody who I'm like ride or die. I want them in Smash Brothers so bad, like
because
we got them all
already. Yeah, no, there's no one. Yeah, same here.
Yeah, like I got the Belmonts are there.
Yeah,
like
I have my Ryu, my Ken, and Terry Bogard. Cool.
They got all my guys,
yeah.
more or less.
Oh, it's, yeah.
You know, Snake's there still. Mm-hmm. There's more than enough Mario characters.
They put Sans in there, kinda.
Yeah.
I mean,
I would like Shantae, but I don't think Shantae is a big enough character to warrant it.
Fair, but it still could happen.
Yeah.
And I mean, I guess technically, Minecraft is not... this now, but at one time it was a very big indie game. It was like the leader of indie games.
Yeah,
it was the indie game.
Yeah,
it is not an indie game anymore.
No,
but
it's
yeah.
not. But for
and
the longest time,
off,
it was.
It's better off because of it, because yeah. Notch isn't involved anymore.
Yeah. Oh, that makes me wonder. Notch deleted his Twitter, so you can't tell what Notch is thinking. But I'm sure he's very upset.
He's very something, and I don't care.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. All right, do we want to move on to...
But what does Hatsune Miku think? Because she created Minecraft.
What is that from?
It's just a meme. Because because they didn't want to attribute it to Notch anymore,
so they just said Hatsune Miku.
Yeah, Hatsune Miku created Minecraft.
That's good. I like that. All right, let's move on to some other stuff. What do we want to talk about, guys?
Well, we did mention that we would talk about our good friend Borat.
Oh, yes. Our good friend Borat.
You know, that immigrant from Kazakhstan.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Very nice.
My wife.
Let's get it all out of the way now.
My wife.
Wah-wah-wee-wah.
Wah-wah-wee-wah.
Okay. Yeah. So they just released...
My wife.
Thanks.
Okay, I'm done.
Just wait until next week when I have more Borat stuff on the soundboard. And I can just cut in whenever you least expect it. But they released a trailer for Borat 2, which when I heard that they announced it, I wasn't sure how it was going to work. Because
everybody knows Borat.
Yeah, everybody knows him now.
That movie was huge.
Yeah, and they addressed that in this trailer. I guess there's going to be a whole segment about him just walking around and people shouting, "Hey, it's Borat." And he goes, "No, it's not Borat. I'm not."
Like, initially, I'm like, Borat?
Again?
But then, like, watch the trailer and I'm like, all right, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, they do some stuff in there and it looks like he's doing, instead of having his the assistant from the first one, he's bringing his daughter along and they have some very Borat-y things happen with that.
Yeah.
And
which I'm glad they're getting a female character in there that is being as ridiculous as Borat.
That is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like at one point he gets quarantined with a couple of...
good old boys.
A couple of good old boys. let's call them that. And hilarity ensues. He is wearing a mask as a G-string. Or the banana hammock, or
yeah,
whatever you call it.
Yeah, which, I mean, you gotta expect that.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I'll rush out to theaters or video on demand for it right away, but I'm sure I'll...
It's on Amazon Video. I think it's just included with Prime.
Oh, really?
I don't think you have to... Did it say it was Prime, or are you gonna have to pay for it?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Okay, well,
I don't remember.
I don't know if I'm gonna rush out and, like, have to see it right away, but I'll probably watch it at some point.
I don't know. Like, I kind of want to see it pretty bad.
Yeah, I liked Borat the one time I watched it. I don't think I'd watch it again. I didn't like...
The Dictator?
No. What's the other one?
Bruno.
I liked Bruno.
I thought it was funny.
I did not like Bruno. I really didn't like Bruno.
That's the one where he's like a model or a fashion designer.
He's a fashion designer, and it seemed very derivative of... I mean, I know it's all variations on the same kind of...
Instead of playing on people's fear of people from the Middle East, this was playing on people's gay panic.
Yeah, and... I don't know. To me, it seemed like just more of the same from...
It was.
That's why I didn't like it more than anything.
Harrison Ford in it.
It did have Harrison Ford in it. That's very true. Yeah, that was a good bit. That was a very good bit.
Do you think maybe like he just did Borat too because he hasn't done anything in a minute? He decided to dust off
a
character.
No, he did a show. He did a Showtime show not too long ago.
Yeah,
did
it was really good.
It was very good.
He did that, and he's been doing stuff. He did a bunch of movies there for a while, like actual acting movies.
He was really good in Sweeney Todd.
He was surprisingly good in Les Mis.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think. What was the last thing I saw him in?
He was Thénardier. Yeah. Which lends itself really
right
to his type of character. Yeah. But Borat too. Very, very nice.
Very nice. The Dictator wasn't bad. It was weirdly narrative focused.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it was quite the same formula as the other films.
Which,
yeah.
I mean, if you're tired of that formula, well, at least he tried something different.
He tried something different, yeah. So it might be on Amazon Prime, could cost something, and if it does, you have to ask, how much? I've walked a mile for that joke.
You did.
I feel very good about it.
Got your steps in.
Got my steps in for that one. Broke my record. Okay, other quick hits. The Conan the Barbarian is going to be heading to Netflix for a live action series.
Why not?
Yeah.
Sure. They'll give him two seasons and then can it.
And then cancel it. But you know what? Conan the Barbarian, I think two seasons will be probably enough.
They already have like The Witcher. And
yeah.
It's not that far off.
It's not. It's like Barbarian Witcher.
Yeah. I mean, it's not. Conan is a little more brutal than The Witcher, but it's still like a similar...
But they're not going to get that brutal with it because it's Netflix.
True.
I don't know. You know, because that first season of Daredevil gets pretty...
Well, that's true. That's true.
I meant like the world is a little more brutal in
Well,
Conan.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah. I would like to see a man get cleft in twain.
Yeah. In the Hyborian Age.
Yeah.
I kind of hope they bring in some of the other characters.
Oh, like, that'd be cool. Yeah, we'll see where it goes.
I mean, it's been kind of false start for Conan.
Red Sonja? Will they bring in Red Sonja?
They could do Red Sonja.
So. I like Red Sonja.
Yeah, they could
do
that.
I don't think she's technically a Conan character, is she?
Yes, she is.
She is. Yeah, not the movies, but the comics, the original stuff. Yeah,
because I remember Schwarzenegger was in the Red Sonja movie, but he wasn't Conan.
I mean, I guess technically right now Conan the Barbarian is Marvel character. You knew that, right? He's on the Avengers.
What?
The Savage Avengers.
What?
A time-traveling Conan the Barbarian is on the Avengers. Is in an Avengers book.
Like, he's legitimately called Conan the Barbarian?
He is Conan the Barbarian from the Hyborian Age.
Huh.
Time-traveled.
I thought, like, a different publisher had it.
I'm going
to... At least Red Sonja, because Gail Simone writes Red Sonja.
Gail Simone writes Red Sonja. Let me look this up. You guys vamp a little bit while I look this up.
Which, if they brought Gail Simone in to help him write Conan, that would be cool.
Yeah, it'd be all right. I mean, they got to do something because that last Conan movie, while I haven't watched it, I did not hear good things about it.
I love that original Conan. The original Schwarzenegger Conan is so good.
And then Conan the Destroyer is just weird.
I don't think I ever saw the second one.
And then they were supposed to do another Schwarzenegger Conan movie.
Weren't they doing King Conan?
Yeah, where he's old and bored. Because they always tease him sitting on that throne.
I wonder if that got delayed because of the world we live in.
They announced that a long time ago. I just think it just never happened. Because now Schwarzenegger is going to do that weird kind of fantasy movie with Jackie Chan.
Yeah, although they're not in it very much.
Oh, are they not?
They are extended cameos, but they're like the two biggest names. so they put him on all the posters and stuff.
Really?
Also, Arnold has a weird mustache in that.
Yeah.
It's kind of great. Okay, The Savage Avengers is an ongoing Marvel Comics series started in May 2019 where Conan the Barbarian teams up with Wolverine, the Punisher, Venom, Elektra, and Dr. Voodoo.
I mean...
Huh. Fighting against... Let's see, what is it? The premise of their team-up is that these heroes must work together when the evil wizards of Conan's world start trading spells with the hand ninjas in Japan. Conan the Barbarian.
Huh.
Slaughtering ninjas. I'll take it.
Yeah, sure.
It sounds good to me.
I mean, it's fun when Wolverine does it.
Yeah, Conan accidentally was teleported to the Savage Lands.
Oh.
And then they picked him up from there, and now he is an Avenger.
I mean, of all the places in the Marvel Earth, the Savage Land is
it would be
most
the closest
like home.
Yeah,
the most Conan-esque.
Yeah, but no, a book with Wolverine and Conan.
I've
drinking
read
beers
some.
And, yeah. and slashing people.
Yeah. I've read some original Conan stories, and they're pretty good.
They're pretty good.
Like,
yeah,
like the old pulp ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I forget the authors. Robert something.
Oh,
E. Howard. Robert E.
Howard. Robert E. Howard, yeah.
Yeah, he was friends with H.P. Lovecraft, actually. There's some mixing and mingling between the Cthulhu mythos and the Conan world.
I can see some of it. Some of the more out there ideas with Conan. I can definitely see the influence, for sure. Okay, so we have like one or two more things here to talk about.
You gotta hit Ms. Marvel.
Yeah, let's talk about Ms. Marvel. They also cast a Ms. Marvel for a Disney Plus live action show, and the actress they cast, her name is Iman Vellani, and she is a Middle Eastern actress, so they're actually have cast the character
correctly
because in the comics Ms. Marvel is Kamala Khan. She is a Pakistani American teenager, and
she's also a teenager. She's like 18.
Yeah,
they cast a kid to play a kid,
and she looks just like her.
Yeah,
like they did excellent casting. Now this actress, Vellani, she hasn't really done much. In fact, I don't know if she's done much of anything outside of like some shorts or something. But this is great news, and Marvel has said that she is going to be featured in the movies as well as the shows.
Oh, good.
So there's a chance when they do Captain Marvel 2. Ms. Marvel could show up if they do an extent. Well, here's the other thing I'm thinking they're going to do. They've been slowly kind of setting up Teen Avengers or the Young Avengers because true. WandaVision is probably because they're doing parallel universe and reality warping stuff. They're probably going to introduce her two magically created twins, right?
Oh,
Wiccan and Speed.
Yeah.
Yeah. The creative names, I know.
Yeah, those are both unfortunate names.
I remember when Wiccan first came out in the Young Avengers or whatever, and mm-hmm. he was called the Asgardian.
Asgardian, because he pretended to be a young Thor. But
there's no way they're going to name a character Wiccan in 2020.
I don't know. They're still writing the character in 2020.
Yeah.
But no, they're probably going to introduce those characters. I still think they're going to do something with the kid that played the young kid in Iron Man 3. Why else did they bring him into the end of Endgame and have the camera hold on him for so long when that kid was just a throwaway character?
Yeah, so everybody can go, who is that?
Yeah.
Is that the kid from Iron Man 3?
Yeah. So I have a feeling they're going to bring that in. Ms. Marvel, who wasn't a part of the Young Avengers, is a teen. So there is a teen character there. They introduce Stature, who is Ant-Man's daughter. They conveniently aged her up.
That's true. They did
to superhero age. Her whole deal was she had the Pym particles like within her. Like she had been around it so much, she just kind of absorbed them, and she could grow and shrink, more grow than shrink. Without having to have the canister of particles.
So kind of like Goliath?
She's kind of like Goliath, yeah.
And that Avengers video game that just came out, mm-hmm. it's a backdoor Kamala Khan game.
Sure, yeah.
Like you play, I've put like, I don't know, 5 or 6 hours into it, and you play more as her than you do any other character.
Really?
And well, that's great. Yeah, she's fun to play.
It just dawned on me. It's not on the board, but it's also news. They hinted that Jamie Foxx is going to be reprising his role as Electro in the next Spider-Man movie. Electro's been in previous Spider-Mans, but not in this continuity. If they try to set up a Spider-Verse with Tom Holland. They could use that as a backdoor way to introduce Miles Morales into the live action universe. He is a teen. Put him on in with the Young Avengers.
Yeah, but Tom Holland himself is still kind of a teen Spider-Man.
By the end of... He was in his senior year of high school by the end of the last movie, so he would... And, I mean, the actor himself is pushing, like, 22, 23.
He's 20. I think he's 24. Oh, okay, I think I read that he's 24.
Yeah, so he's going to stop looking like a teen here pretty soon. Yeah. So,
well, at least he looked like a teen rather than...
any of the other Spider-Men.
Yeah, Tobey that's Maguire. True.
That's the one I really wanted.
But you know what? I'm calling my shot. They're setting up a Young Avengers with teenage heroes, either for a series or a movie. And a Spider-Verse. That's the other one. Because the animated one did so well. Might as well go back to that well. That way they'd be able to also get Venom in there and the live action stuff and have a legitimate in to introduce.
Assuming that Sony is going to continue to play ball.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, because it was kind of rocky the last time.
Does Sony like money?
I mean,
they seem like they do, but they also seem to do just like incredibly boneheaded things.
That's true.
They're stubborn.
Very true.
Yeah. They're stubborn.
Yeah.
But they won't give up the fight like Fox did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's for the, I don't want to say it's for the better because it's for the better in the MCU.
Right.
Is it in the better for reality as we know it? Probably not.
Verdict's out. Yeah. But yeah. But no, anyway, Ms. Marvel in the TV movie land.
Part of the
great
MCU. MCU. Yeah.
Tangentially in the MCU.
No, not tangentially. Like, full on going to be in there.
What happened to Squirrel Girl?
I don't know. We need her. We need her to come back.
They got her. She's out there doing AT&T commercials again.
Yeah. Melania Vantrub was like the perfect casting.
Yeah. I really like her as Squirrel Girl, like, you know, conceptually.
Yeah.
Can we have it now, please?
Well, she also did the voice of Squirrel Girl in that animated show that also featured Ms. Marvel heavily.
And Spider-Gwen.
And Spider-Gwen. Yeah, the three. Or Ghost Spider.
Yes.
The clunkiest superhero name of all time because it's too many S's so close to each other. Yeah, Ghost Spider.
They should have just left her the name that everybody knows what it is.
Spider-Gwen,
we know her as Spider-Gwen, but in the universe, she can't call herself Spider-Gwen.
That's true. That doesn't make any sense.
That's true. It's like,
who is the Spider-Gwen? Round up every Gwen in New York. We're going to figure this out.
Are you Sarah Connor?
All right, well, we have actually hit time, so let's go ahead and wrap things up for the night. You have been listening to Nerd Overload. Thank you very much for tuning in. You can find us each and every day over at nerdoverload.com.
You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram at Nerd Overload Now.
You can email us at staff@nerdoverload.com.
You can call us at 586-372-8020 and leave a message, and we might play it on the show. Give us your best Borat impression.
Yes. Do that. Everybody do that. That sounds great. All right. You can also find all of our back episodes.
We'll also accept Austin Powers.
That's fine. I'll take him. That's cool. Do an Austin Powers line in Borat's voice and vice versa. Yeah, baby. You can find all of our back episodes on various podcast apps like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Breaker, which is apparently a new app. We are on that now. Go check that out. Also, Amazon Music. We are on Amazon Music. You can get us anywhere. Nerd Overload is all over the place.
You can tell your smart speaker to just play Nerd Overload.
Yeah, you can.
I'm told. Yes. I haven't tried it.
You don't have to specify where. It now just says play. You just say, hey, keyword, play Nerd Overload.
You don't want to activate everyone's smart speaker.
I don't want to activate my smart speaker. All right, and lastly, I'd like to thank David Penzel for the use of our intro and outro. You can find more of his stuff over at davidpenzel.com. So again, thank you all for tuning in, and we will be back next week.
My wife!